The site of the Liverpool Spa. A spring believed to have healing properties.
The natural iron salts in the spring were believed to have health-giving properties and became known as the Liverpool Spa. It was believed that drinking the water was a cure for nervous disorders, eye problems and rheumatism.
There's what's called a chalybeate spring, which is supposed to be good for people with something, if you've got something wrong with your eyes, you're supposed to bathe them. Until fairly recently, there was an old person who used to come down there with plastic bottles, and it takes ages because the water is very slowly, only flows very slowly, but he would collect this water and take it away and drink it. I suppose he was pretty ancient then, and he might still be going, but I don't know. But he certainly drank the stuff. There are certainly a lot of catacombs in there. Some are empty and some are occupied. They're cut back into the rock. I don't know how far they go in. One or two have been opened in the last few years by people wanting to sleep in them, so they've become a kind of little dormitory. In one corner of the cemetery, up near the west end of the cathedral, there are some what look like areas have been blocked off with grills. And they are, in fact, tunnels which go right into the rock. And some of them believed to go right in underneath the cathedral. Others are supposed to go right down into Rodney Street. But they're blocked off now, so you'd have to break down the entrances to get into them. But there are all sorts of stories about where those lead. Thank you.